Supporters of the Lebanese Communist Party and Palestinian factions gathered outside the UN headquarters in Beirut, demanding that the world come to the defense of Gaza.
My message is to the Arab people and all free people in the world to stand in solidarity and to contribute to the resistance against Zionism.
To the Americans, to Europe, and to all those who believe in human rights, that those Palestinians who are now in Gaza, they need the support. They need the humanity. Why this discrimination? Why they are killing? Why the Israelis are attacking them? Just for one reason? Where are they? Where is Europe? Where is Europe?
Hezbollah's leader, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, whose group is a close ally of the Palestinian resistance factions, made his first comments since the attack began on Gaza. Nasrallah described the Palestinian resistance's launching of rockets into Tel Aviv as a significant development in the history of Arab-Israeli confrontation. He also called on Arab and Muslim states to assist the Palestinians by sending weapons and humanitarian needs to Gaza. Nasrallah added that the regional countries, through their relations with the US, possess the ability to end the conflict.
The Arabs should take advantage of their relations with the U.S. Do they have the ability? Of course. The economies of the U.S. and Europe are suffering many problems, and the Arabs could decrease production of oil and at the same time raise oil prices to pressure the U.S. into pressuring Israel to stop the aggression.
The Israeli attack on Gaza began with the assassination of the military commander of the resistance movement Hamas, Ahmad al-Jabari. Israel has also bombarded the city, killing a number of civilians, including women and children. Lebanon is a country believed to have made a match for Israel back in 2006 following the fight with Hezbollah. Now, almost 6 years on, Israel's situation is definitely not better, with allies like the US preoccupied in internal problems and the emergence of a new leadership in Egypt, not to mention the possession of more enhanced weapons in the hands of the resistance, which have forced Israel to shut down Tel Aviv's Ben Gurion Airport. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.